Town Board Budget Workshop to order. You've got your copies of what Nancy and I have been working on. On the first and second pages are the incomes. We've shown for this year what we know about or anticipate.
Mm-hmm, I reckon. No real big surprises in anything.
No.
Our revenue really doesn't fluctuate much.
And I think the approach has always been a very conservative one. You know what I'm saying is, we don't like shoot for the moon, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I try to put the figures as accurate as I can think they're going to be. Our highway aids haven't changed.
No.
According to the estimate, shared revenue hasn't changed according to the estimate. Some of the other things are basically a guess on our part. We kind of just use, well, okay, this is what we've done in the past, like.
This is like a five-year running order on how many cat and dog licenses we sell.
Yeah, and you never can really.
Yeah, $14.
Get an accurate guess on withdrawal aid, because you never know what's being sold.
Right.
The only thing is that National Forest income from the county, we no longer get that because that goes to the school.
Yep.
Right.
And we learned that late last year.
The hard way.
Right. So basically.
And transfer station, you can see we're anticipating, another $1,000.
Right, I upped the revenue a little bit in there because we are getting more than our estimated last year, so. So I thought the revenues were pretty good. And I went to the expenses, nothing really changed drastically in there. Of course, I have to adjust the social security, retirement, and health insurance, property and workers' comp insurance. They seem to always go up every year.
Well, technically, you lowered it though to 177.71.
Exactly.
It went down 3,000. So.
And that has to do with the health insurance, because last year we had Greg on our policy, and now we don't have Greg on our policy. Are you here to vote, sir?
Yeah.
Could you just step into that first office there, and she'd be happy to help you.
Thank you.
So that was the change in that area. The only thing I changed in the fire department was the heat, lights, and water. We had estimated 15,000. We didn't use that much so far this year. I don't anticipate using that whole amount, so I did reduce that sum. I think it has to be because of the propane price.
That went way up a couple years ago.
Because of the propane.
Everything was so hot, yeah, when propane was.
So I dropped it down a little bit.
Did we lock in?
Yes.
Yes.
And that was for 1 year?
Yeah, we do it, we try to do it every year, so. We buy so many gallons at the low price.
See, and where we.
We haven't used it yet.
When we had that adjustment up with that year, when it jumped sky high.
Yeah.
Right.
Kind of took a halfway in between.
Yeah, and we figured, well, we better budget for that the next year, and then it went down.
I think it's gonna kind of stabilize this year, most petroleum and gas products.
The media's already trying to scare everybody to stay in, and it's gonna be a cold winter, but, you know what I mean, everything's gonna.
They're all cold.
Like, really?
They're all cold here. They're all cold here, yeah.
Yep. No, I think that's reasonable to lower it, so, in no sense in having it artificially high.
Roads labor, that adjustment is for the.
2% increase.
2% increase. What we did was we figured a 2% increase in for the road crews.
Road crews and zoning.
And zoning for salaries or wages.
And transfer station. Next page, which is.
Well, that's the remainder of the.
Yeah, remainder of the roads budget.
Roads budget. We did increase the road construction general from 195,000 to 200,000. That's the line item that we take our.
Road construction.
Road construction, you know, roads that we reconstruct out of.
And the reason I did that is last year we dropped it just to work into the budget, so I brought it back up to the original amount that we
But we also have a carryover in that because we didn't perform the duties to the limit of what we allowed for road projects.
Sure, at the end of the year, we will have a carryover, yeah.
We'll have that and also the county. What had happened is that with the trip money, there's a rotation, and I think you know about that with the every other year. Well, the county road supervisor at the time didn't hold the meetings which he was supposed to hold to get the money to the town. So I went over to the meeting in Eagle River with Nick Schultes once he took over. What he basically did was the county applied for the state transportation funds. They got it, and then once we're done with our road projects this year, which we're now done with, we send them a copy of our paid bill.
I read that.
And they're going to reimburse us. Our share is $22,000.
$22,000, so we're gonna get that back.
We'll get that back.
I'm sending them the paid bills today, and hopefully we'll get that by the end of the year.
Is this the first time we fell through the crack?
Yes.
I mean, there isn't like money's out from.
No.
No, it was the first year that for some reason they neglected to do that duty.
I think because he was new. Jim Fisher was just like clockwork with it, you know, and.
Yeah, and.
I think in the change of personnel, it just got.
Yeah, it's never happened before, and actually it was the whole eastern side of the county because the way they split it up is side by side, or the western side, so us, Mantua, Waters, Winchester, Boulder Junction, Presque Isle, all the way over to St. Germain, we didn't get it this year, and actually, thanks to Nick, he caught it. And because the Winchester was the first one they had submitted for their trip funds, and they said, well, no, the county didn't hold their meeting, and so no, you're not eligible. Well, Nick was able to change it to where the county got the funds, and so it's basically a pass through the county.
Streetlights, I upped a little bit because price just seems to be going up on those, so.
Well, and we have more.
We have more, yeah.
Than we ever used to.
Yeah. And the airport, we had our airport meeting about a week ago, or 2 weeks ago. That went down just a little bit, our share of that. Maintenance at the transfer station, Pete didn't foresee any huge maintenance problem with repairs. We dropped that down a little bit. And however, the cost of Eagle seems to be going up a little, and they came and told us that it would.
They came and told us that.
Because they can't sell their product like they used to. So I upped that a little bit.
That's something we have to look at as far as our charging structure going in the future. If we realize that it's really getting tough.
Yeah.
Then we'll have.
Yeah, and I think we discussed that at the time when Eagle Waste was here then. But I think right now, fairly, we're in good shape in that area.
The steel market and recyclable market just took a dive.
Then me and Matt went down to the cemetery, and we had upped the cemetery last year because we were going to be doing a lot of work on there with signage and marking and everything. So we brought it back down to a reasonable, brought it down a little bit.
That's basically our actual maintenance costs up there for the morning.
Grass cutting and, yeah. Next section, programs and events, library, wasn't defined, youth, elderly, snowmobile, nothing changed there.
Chamber, nothing changed.
No, the only thing I can suggest to you is that Brian Gochi did come in about 4 months ago. And he says, when it comes to budget time, there's any way I could get $500 more because the price of those porta potties for the 4th of July are expensive. And I says, would you please write a note and I can bring it to the budget meeting. Now, he never did, but I do have $500 that I just put in one of these items that was over, so we can adjust that if you wanted to. That's totally up to you.
Yeah, why don't we?
That sounds like front page news to me.
It would be if you're Hillary's bus and I dumped it down the sewer. Down the storm drain.
And then Georgia would be they need some more sewage there.
Yeah, really. It was worse than Chicago. They went on the bridge over the Chicago River in a bus, tour bus, and let go. And there was a boat going underneath.
Oh,
oh yes. One of those Wendella boats. Can you imagine being there?
Be sweet.
So when I had the $500 extra, I put it into equipment additions for the roads.
Okay.
I could make that 25.5 and then give Brian the other 500.
Yeah.
You think that's okay? Nothing much in zoning. Committee expenses were down a little. They haven't had as many meetings, so I just dropped that a little bit.
Are we anticipating any adjustments to our ordinance because of the changes in the state law?
Sue hasn't mentioned anything to me.
Because if we have to adjust ours based on the counties adjusting theirs, that's going to involve some more committee meetings. I'm wondering if we should.
Usually, I think if you get all the work done, you should be able to handle that, just sort of mirror the county. Isn't that usually how we do it?
Would you like me to ask Sue to come in here for a minute?
Don't we just mirror the county?
No.
What they do?
No.
No.
Ours is stricter.
Stricter.
Than the county's.
With the off water.
But I don't know if we can be anymore because of.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so.
Let me ask you a quick.
Well.
Because I thought that was the intent of it.
Act 55primarily dealt with shoreline.
Right, and we don't have shoreline.
Where we don't.
Shoreline.
See, we never adopted the county ordinance, that's why we have ours, but.
But if somebody wants to do a shoreline alteration, they go to the county, they don't come to us.
The discussion came up because zoning committee expenses was normally $2,500. Mm-hmm. I dropped it to $2,000 because we just haven't been having the meetings.
We're not going to be having the public hearings like we had before with the new state laws.
Okay, and Ginger had a question.
Oh, I was wondering, are we going to have to revise our ordinance?
Yeah, but I'm waiting on the county. They still haven't revised theirs.
Right. Yeah, but are you going to?
Is it going to be next year that we're going to be addressing ours and having committee meetings?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the county's up to.
Yeah, my sense was, you know, from conversations I've had, is the county's in limbo until they're directed to make the change. So technically, any enforcement at this point could be overruled through a litigation before the circuit court. So the county didn't know where they stood, and that was one of the issues.
They're not going to change anything until
they're told.
They're told they have to.
Yeah.
Is that what all the other counties are doing?
Seems to be.
Really?
Oneida County was redoing.
Doesn't the law say this is what it is now?
Yeah.
So the counties are rebelling. Is that what you're saying?
I think they're just not acknowledging. There's just a lot of pressure on both sides.
That could get dangerous.
I know. That's what I always said as well. If you're charging fees for certain things because it's your ordinance, and the person doesn't agree with it and decides to take it to court, you'll have to pay those dollars back.
And to everybody else before.
Well, not necessarily, but I'm just saying.
Oh, exactly, sure.
Case by case basis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I said, that's pretty dangerous. That type of behavior, if you're relying on those dollars through the process, to run your budget.
Has anybody gotten an opinion from the Attorney General or Wisconsin Towns Association or Wisconsin Counties Association, anybody saying, are we doing the right thing here? I mean,
I don't know.
I saw the county was working on their shoreland ordinance because they had a lot of meetings, but I haven't gotten copies on anything and I know it hasn't been finalized, so I don't know where they stand yet. But they are abiding by what the state directives have been. For instance, somebody wants to build a new house, tear down a house and rebuild, even though it's not in the ordinance, they're, and so are we going by what the state law directs.
So, this is a mess. So if we're going by what the state law directs, and it's not in our ordinance, it's kind of in conflict with what our ordinance is.
You have to ask Greg Harrell. I'm not a lawyer, nor do I play on TV.
But I do believe that that was the true intent of the new ordinance. Because they didn't want, you know, saying they want you to mirror the state, they want.
Oh, exactly, exactly. But if our ordinance doesn't say that, we better change our ordinance. Otherwise, that leaves us in a legal limbo. You know, if we're violating our own ordinance in order to comply with the state, that's silly.
The sections that you think we'd be violating can't be enforced anymore. So I don't see that as a violation.
But there's no point
in having all these meetings. We're going to change this and this and this to match this.
I understand
and yet
that.
If the county.
I understand that. It's a mess.
It is. Yeah.
It's a big mess.
So you're waiting on the county.
I'm waiting on the county.
Yeah.
And we have quite a bit of money in here, enough to pay for quite a few meetings here. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and I can make sure that they don't want to meet too often, you know.
Yeah.
You know, if they got some big expenses coming.
Yeah. I mean, you can just make it instead of a 1 hour meeting four times, you make it a one.
A 1 4 hour meeting. They'll kill me.
You know what I'm saying.
I know exactly what you're saying, yeah. Anything else?
No.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
you.
Thank you.
Back to work.
Yeah, get back to work.
Oh, what's that?
So after adding up all these figures, you can see that our budget expenses match the revenue, which is actually down from last year, a couple thousand dollars. We did not change the tax levy, and we haven't for many years. So I think we are in good shape.
I agree. I think you two did a great job.
We'll have to remember in the future that pretty soon we're going to need another new truck.
Yeah.
We have a rotation thing. So we do have money in the budget for equipment additions, and, you know, if we don't need that for any urgent thing, that gets kind of rolled over.
Yeah, because whose was it? Tom's?
Tom's truck right now is the oldest.
The oldest. It's 2002 or 4.
So you think we can get through one more year?
Oh, yeah.
And we better.
And you know, hopefully we won't need this money, and then we can apply that to whatever.
If there's some carryover, we might want to designate the carryover.
Well, we spent a lot of money this year.
I know.
We did.
And it was some unforeseen things, and then it was
thrown
at us from.
Yeah.
Environmental study. Yeah. Then we had to have the salt shed because we couldn't keep it back there anymore.
But most
then it also went to the fuel shed because
the
fuel shed couldn't be there anymore. So really, those were three things that were really out of our control that we hadn't planned for.
Yeah.
But
it came out of contingency, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
really
and the same thing here. I think if the contingency, if there's funds in here, that we can kind of say this goes to new road equipment at the end of the year. But you can't really do that until like February.
Right.
Because I have to make sure everything
is
in and balanced and everything for the April meeting.
Right.
It takes a while sometimes.
It does, I know. Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. There's quite a few towns around that don't have salt sheds. You think sand salt sheds, you think a lot of them do. There's an awful lot that don't. And
I think you know my opinion. We should have done this a long time ago.
Yep.
I agree.
I mean, just number one, just the workload level of the issues of trying to tarp things.
Exactly. Keep it clean.
And then have
an inspection. I mean, you know,
had
to come and inspect it.
Really?
We looked into
it. I mean, they'll still have inspections, but now it'll be indoors. You know.
When the government was throwing money around for all these shovel-ready projects, we inquired about a sand and salt shed, and they said that didn't qualify.
What didn't qualify? Wasn't included.
Right.
I asked them, I said, well, I've got some town roads right here that we're going to be starting on in 2 weeks. Is that shovel-ready enough? And they said, no. So none of that stimulus money.
It had to go to Solyndra.
None of that money went anywhere where it was actually, at least up here, where it was actually used for public work. That was kind of disappointing.
So, relook it all. If you're all in agreement, this is what I will be posting in the paper as our budget hearing in November. looks good to me. I mean, I think we should be very proud of ourselves that we have not had to raise our tax levy like so many other places and building new town halls and parks and fire stations and...
I also think, another thing that should be commended here is the percentage that we were, that the town runs itself on.
Exactly.
Was it around between 6% and 7% of our...
About 7 cents, 8 sometimes out of every tax dollar comes to the town. The rest all goes to other places. Our mill rate might actually go down.
It didn't really.
No.
Oh, it didn't?
Well, maybe like it's 80 point...
Oh.
Three, it might be 80.2 or something like that.
Because it was just...
I quickly did that because I wanted to see it, but I didn't go too far because I didn't know if this would be changed today.
Okay, looks good.
Changes, questions, additions?
Anything I might have missed?
I can't think of anything.
I do know that they might need to get a new mower.
Which would then be in the equipment additions plus...
Contingency.
Yeah, plus the trade-in.
Plus trade-in.
You're talking about the big tractor?
The big one?
Yeah, the mower.
Yeah, I just met it. Seemed kind of funny, they're working on my road today, putting the budget together.
They haven't done mine yet.
Oh, on your road, okay, yeah.
I told them do mine last.
Good thinking.
And mine looks beautiful.
Good.
Need a motion to...
I guess just a...
Approve the finalized budget for presentation at the budget hearing.
I have a second motion.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the budget, proposed budget for budget hearing.
Mr. Gauthier, the only thing is, this is an open session with the public?
Yes.
Does anybody in the room have anything to say?
Thank you. Only question I have is on the police protection. Did anybody look into having the county be our protectors or enforcing our ordinances?
Yes and, well, yes and no. I have talked to them about it, knowing that, you know, to enforce our ordinances. I've had a couple of meetings with Joe Fath already. And I, you know, once Greg comes back with his recommendations, the way the board kind of left it is that the chairman would be enforcing those ordinances, which would save us a lot of money rather than contract with the county to do that. And if you got into the county enforcing it, you know, do you then look at maybe the tribal police to enforce it and contract with them? So...
We made the decision to try this.
Try that, yeah.
If it doesn't work out, then we'll have to relook at it next year, right?
Yeah, for some...
It's so rare that we actually have a complaint about anything that...
And to make a matter of fact, is the issue at hand, the gentleman was so uptight about it that he sold his house, he's moving now. Okay?
Oh.
So, tentatively... More than likely, it's going to...
Like I say, that is the first complaint that I've had since I've worked here.
The perpetrator?
Yeah.
The accused.
The accused.
The accused perpetrator.
Okay.
We used to...
He got so scared of Matt that he...
I know.
No, Denise.
I say there you go. He probably wants to live on a lake where he can freely do what he wants to do. I don't blame him.
From time to time, we'd get complaints for the slowing of wakes in the channels.
Yeah.
I mean, over the last 30 years, we maybe had 4.
More often, we'd get complaints, people throwing stuff over the bridge at people in the channel.
Yeah. So, you know, to answer the question of contracting with the police or with the sheriff's department, I think if we can handle it in-house with the chairman and if there's a violation, then go to our attorney and have him, you know, submit the paperwork for the violations, that might be the way to go.
He'll send Susie out.
That's what it may come to, either myself or Sue.
Well, in years past, we've done it that way, zoning issues, so it's worked fine.
Yeah, you are lucky.
I think what it comes down to is it's not that big of a problem that we need to create this new layer of government that we're not quite ready for yet.
Exactly. That's kind of why we decided to try it for years.
We can take care of the layer of government within the layer of government we have.
Right.
So if we have a mechanism to deal with it, with the level of issues at hand, I think we're going to try it at this point right now, and if it changes and gets worse, then we'll have to revisit it and figure something else out.
The reason I ask the question is when I was on the town board meeting a week ago or 2 weeks ago, the county option was never mentioned. That's why I was wondering why it wasn't.
Well, they kind of...
They kind of made their statement...
Kind of said they don't have time.
That they weren't going, Mr.
Well, we're on contract, right?
The sheriff is the one in charge, and he said he wasn't going to enforce.
Yeah.
And even with the contract, the reason he gave was they don't have time. So if they don't have time, they don't have time, whether we have a contract or not.
Yeah.
Would we be throwing our money away?
The last time we had, 20-some years ago, when we discontinued the sheriff's contract, it was costing us $80,000 a year.
We were paying them $80,000 a year over and above what they were taking out of Flambeau in tax revenue.
Wow.
So what I would say, with what I know about Battles County's budget and where the sheriff's department has went since then, it would be double that at least right now.
Oh, yeah. And that supposedly bought us another car.
Which would really change the tax levy.
For 24-hour service, which I doubt we were getting, and they should be providing that service anyway. So that, yeah, that was done away with, I think, about 28 years ago.
Something like that.
I do have one question for you now that you gave us the opportunity. About a few board meetings ago, you talked about having some money available for lake associations. Yep. Is that in here somewhere?
We haven't been requested for such things, but...
No, we didn't put anything in there.
I don't believe there's anything in there at this time because there hasn't been any interest or any... Yeah, now that's why we are having this meeting today.
So they would not have known that they were expected to come in here and make a plea for something. Mm-hmm. And it came across at your meeting that you would have money available.
Correct.
For them.
And I believe that.
And we could find it somewhere.
In my statement, I think, I mean, I'll make for myself again, as I want all the Lake Associates to know that we are here for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is not in the budget, however, I would think if a lake association came to us and had a need, there is some place in our budget where we could.
I'm sure we could find it.
Yeah.
Well, it would be better if we knew now.
Right.
To make a line item for that.
Right.
Yeah, well, there is actually a line item, but it's got zero in it right now. It says Lakes Committee, but...
But it is important for the associations to, you know what I mean, to mm-hmm. bring it forward mm-hmm. to the board through the budget cycle of an anticipation.
How would the agribusiness, you know, but how would they know that?
Some of them are in pretty young form right now. So yeah, that's true.
I know when we did the budget, when I was chairman of finance of Battles County, there was a deadline of any such
request.
And it was like July mm-hmm. or yeah. right. July 15th or some crazy day that
just like Norm, he used to always bring his budget. I said, you have to have it in here by the 1st of October.
Right. But when it was Civil Air Patrol or whatever the scenario was, I don't know what the program was.
I have had no requests brought to me other than the one from Mr. Goffier.
So kind of at that point, where I'd leave it is I think we should set a date, you know what I'm saying, that we can budget it. I would also try to extend if there is an issue to bring it before the board, and we surely would evaluate it.
And it certainly can be put in next year's budget.
Correct.
And I think it should be made clear that I don't think the town wants to be in the position of just kind of handing out money so the lake associations can buy their stationery and stuff. You know, I think it needs to be specific projects.
I think you're talking more of like for
specific
equipment,
projects.
Right, Norm?
We used to spend money on equipment with newsletters, supplies, a lot of aquatic invasive species, educational materials. By far the biggest expense when we had it was to have watercraft inspectors at the landings. We were spending $30,000 a year on that. The second largest expense was always the newsletter. And if we had two newsletters a year go out, that was about $7,500 a year for that. We're not talking about that here, though, as far as the lake associations. They don't know they would have an option to come to you and ask for anything.
Right.
And my only question was, how can they be informed of that option unless there's a public position taken by you that they can do that? And when they would need to do it, and like Matt said, we have guidelines on there. Virginia just said, we're just not giving money away.
Well, yeah, each of them wanted that, how many do we have, 10? If each of them wanted $500 every year, that's $5,000 that we have to add to the budget. I don't think we want to get in that position.
I think it should be made by a written request.
But they're all going to be requesting, you know that.
I know.
Yeah, well, it does have to be a written request anyway, just so we have it on file.
We have to establish some guidelines because otherwise it's going to, everybody's going to be, and I can't blame them, you know, but they're all going to want the same thing that
the other one does.
Crawling Stone got, you know, the same thing that White Sand got, whatever. They're all going to want the same thing, so.
Let's, if it's okay with you guys, what we could do is out of this budget in roads under the general miscellaneous expenses, there's $2,000. Take $1,000 out of that and put it, and I'm just, the reason, I'll tell you my thing, and put it into, well, yeah, and what do is, rather than Lakes Committee, make that line as Lake Associations.
Yeah.
Okay. That very last item there where it says Roads General Miscellaneous Expenses?
Yeah. Because we're, so far this year, we've haven't used
just $300.
Yeah. And what my thought process is on it, if something comes up that a lake association needs, if it's equipment or material of some type, you know, not postage or that type of thing, that's probably where it would come out of anyway.
Right.
Is out of that miscellaneous, so that way we can have the line item to track it if it comes in.
Is it a big deal to change the name on that line
item? No.
I'm going to actually just make it Lakes Committee / Association.
Right.
Because you have kind of a commitment to leave committee on there for so many years. Right, Ginger?
3 years
until
it falls off the left hand side.
Off the grid, right.
Well, zeros off
if
for 3 years.
Been, yeah. If there's been an expenditure in there over the past 3 years.
Or I can make a new whole line item.
We'll use that one because that gets complicated.
Yeah, it does.
Because the number will always stay there if you use it.
Right.
If you don't use it, you lose that number forever, correct?
Yeah.
It doesn't come back.
No.
That whole issue will become more clear in several months because they're regrouping and will hold a couple of meetings in May and June to figure out what they're going to do. And at that point.
Okay. But I would say at this time, I think it'll be the discretion of the board. We won't set parameters on this.
No.
To the discretion of the board.
But you know, my thought is, if, say the Gunlock Association comes up and says, geez, can we get some gravel on the boat landing or something? Or can you do some work, whatever it is, on the boat landing? Well, then that can come out of that line item.
Okay. Is that acceptable?
So you're putting a $1,000 cap on that right now for budget purposes?
Yeah. There'll be $1,000 put into the line item of Lakes Committee / Association.
Okay.
It's mainly to keep the line item active.
Right, you keep it active, and you also have a place to pull out of to have some accountability once it does.
Because that all has to go on my yearly form sheet.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, hey, you know how much I love that.
I don't come close to her when she's...
As much as I always love it.
It takes 3 weeks to do that.
I don't...
Stay out of her way, then, right?
Yeah, I don't come close to her.
It takes 3 weeks to do that.
Jim?
If you mentioned I didn't, is there still monies in there for the fisheries?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's under hatchery.
$15,000.
$15,000.
It was just the one there when they didn't have the hatchery that we took it out. Yeah, it's back in there.
Okay, thank you.
Did you get a copy of this?
Well, this is our working budget.
This is our working document.
Once we have a final budget, then that's up for release.
They get the final one in November when they come to the meeting.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of notes on one.
Yeah.
When is the hearing date?
We haven't set it yet.
No, I believe it's the 19th.
November 19th.
But stop at my office just to make sure, because I have to make sure it's...
For the budget hearing.
Budget hearing.
When are we going to actually set that date?
Her and I, we've looked at the calendar as to where we...
How come we didn't do that yesterday at our meeting? To actually set the date for the budget hearing?
We didn't.
An annual town meeting, because it has to be, what, 15 days?
15 days prior.
We should. Supposed to be a board motion.
Slipped me on that one.
Oops.
Sorry.
Well...
Well, let's not adjourn yet, let's set it now.
Do we have an agenda that I'll ask for now?
No. You're right.
We don't.
So what is your preference?
I would have to say we're going to have to call a special meeting, come in, and we make the motion.
To set the dates, but let's check and make sure on our dates again.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we were...
It has to be posted 15 days.
The April meeting is always on a certain date.
Yeah.
Correct, correct.
But the budget hearing can be whenever we set it for.
Right, as long as it's posted 15 days.
As long as it's published, right?
Well, I'd like to get it done.
Yeah.
Let's just get it cleaned up.
Yeah, when would you like to come in?
Well, let's come in Monday morning.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we have noticed.
I'll post an agenda today.
Post it today.
And that's the only thing we're going to address is just set the budget?
Just set the budget hearing date.
Okay.
Time?
9:00.
9:00?
9:00.
9:00 AM Monday morning.
Okay, we got a motion and a second on the table.
Motion been made and seconded to set the preliminary budget and adjourn.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Good.